This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I hope you're going okay today. Yesterday morning, I opened up this theme of healing of the inner wounds. What is it that goes on sometimes inside ourselves? Some of the wounds of the past, things that have been said to us like, I wish you'd never been born. That's a dreadful statement. And people carry that as a wound around. And I also mentioned Henri Nouwen, a great writer who said, there are two extremes to avoid. Being completely absorbed in your pain is one, and then being distracted by so many things that you stay away from the wound that you want to heal. So where do we go to from here? What do we do with some of these inner wounds? First of all, what is it? If you've ever had an injury or a cut in your body, you know how painful it is and how it hurts when someone touches it. And you know that sorrow and loss are actually like that. They're deep wounds. They can be so painful that it seems that nothing can actually make the pain go away. And we talk about a broken heart. We can't actually see a heart that's broken, but we can't express how it feels when there's that pain of a broken heart. So a broken heart, a wound, they're obviously joined, aren't they? And people who try to encourage us can't seem to say the right thing. You know that you might go to someone for help, a counsellor or a minister or a priest, and sometimes even they don't seem to be able to do it. Because like a deep wound, a broken heart will not heal straight away. Like some medicines that burn when you apply them, you know, to a skin wound, a well-meaning friend who says the wrong thing at the wrong time. So what is it, the ointment, I guess? What are some of the things that can be done to bring healing to a wound? I think the first thing to say is we need to recognise the pain and understand that it's okay to hurt. And sometimes we cover it up. People say, how are you? And you really don't tell them exactly how you feel. We sort of do cover that up. And so other people turn to things like alcohol as a band-aid, I guess, to try and numb the pain or to try and do something about this wound. So I think in life it's good to understand that it's okay to hurt. We try to push that hurt away, but you really can't. It won't go away. It's not something out there. It's inside. And so pushing that hurt, that wound, really doesn't do anything at all. We can spend actually all our lives thinking about this wound and being or doing nothing to it, nothing about it, I should say. I think it's also an opportunity for us to realize that God can come. And I mentioned this yesterday, some great verses from the Bible. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. It's God who actually can do all these things. God then is your healer, just as you tell a doctor the symptoms. Tell God he is your father, your loving father, how much you are wounded, how much you need that healing touch. And do you know that God actually wants to reach down and take your hand and actually to walk you through that pain? It can take weeks or months. It can sometimes take years. But God is there. He's not in a hurry and he wants to bring that ointment. And we call that ointment the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there as someone who was able to bring healing. King David actually said in Psalm 56, verse 8, you number my wanderings, you put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? It's such a lovely statement there, isn't it? Psalm 56, verse 8. God was so aware that David that he even collected his tears. And in the same way, God is involved with all our joys, our pains, and the accomplishments. There are many things that we can read about in the Bible. The Lord is close, as I said, Psalm 34, 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Maybe that's how you feel today. Well, reaching out to other people is a good thing, knowing that God is there and that people can actually come to help you. The last thing I think that's important for me to say today is that it takes time. Healing takes time. It could take years, actually. But find someone that you can talk to, someone that you trust, someone who is confidential. And you know that the psalmist in Psalm 126 promises, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. One day, as you trust God, you will find joy instead of sorrow. Thank you, Lord. These are things that are so helpful. Help us to put them into practice and to allow you to tend to our wounds. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.